Hello, I'm Doug Peckinpah, Group Editorial Director of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is the Ingrained Insights podcast, a forum to explore the wonderful world of grain-based snack and bakery products. Today's guest is Dustin Finkel, founder and CEO of Kapop Snacks. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you on today. Kapop Snacks is a brand of ancient grain allergen-friendly pop chips and puff snacks made with sorghum, a nutritious ancient grain native to North America. The Kapop Snacks brand launched in 2018 and in the ensuing 2 years has gained some considerable momentum. Dustin, how did you initially identify the market needed for a product like Kapop?
You know, despite having a lot of food background and experience in the industry, this started like many other great products too, which is I thought there could be a better way. And it might be cheesy, but it's really true. I was eating a lot of nutritious, healthy snacks and the better for you snacks, but I felt like a lot of things were inauthentic. So when they say they're better for you, it might be better than the alternative, but they're really not good for you. And food, in my experience, should be fun, should be joyful, should be tasteful. I'm also a CrossFit trainer, a personal trainer, and I care deeply about nutrition. And so I'm a huge fan of ancient grains, which are grains that have been around for thousands of years and remain inherent with their amazing nutrition, antioxidants, protein, fiber. And so my wife and I were kind of playing around in our pantry and said, you know, I wonder if you can pop this like popcorn. And so we literally just grabbed ancient grains we had in our pantry, stuck them on the stove, and they popped. Now, they popped like tiny little kernels that you'd find at the bottom of the popcorn bag, but they were so delicious. They had so much nutrition. Our incredibly picky 8-year-old, at the time 6-year-old, loved it. And so we're like, huh, this is interesting. I ended up then kind of putting on my business hat and saying, you know, I actually think there's an opportunity here. And we started conducting consumer research. And that doesn't mean spending thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars like big companies do. We went around to mom groups in our neighborhoods, in the surrounding neighborhoods. I went to Expo West, which is one of the largest, it is the largest natural food show in the country, showed it around to different people who I respected. And the response was so profound that we decided to move forward and ultimately turned it into a chip and a puff. And that's kind of how it was created.
That pathway to innovation and discovery is really fascinating. I love the visualization of you and your wife in the kitchen popping these sorghum snacks and trying to see what happens. The better for you proposition is coming through very strongly, and clearly that's a differentiating factor for Kapop Snacks. What else makes these products unique in terms of how they're positioned in relation to the overall snack market today?
The unfortunate thing that we found, we do a lot of demos, or we did pre-COVID, and consumers do not trust food brands anymore. And it's really disappointing to see. You tell them something or you explain something to them and they immediately turn the bag over. They kind of want proof and validation, because I think we've tried to convince consumers that the better for you category is actually good for you. And there's a lack of authenticity, especially in ancient grain snacks. So if you go into ancient grain snacks, whether it's a big brand like Cheerios or others, you know, ancient grains may be the third, fourth, fifth ingredient in the ingredient label. And so it's inauthentic. And so one of the things that I really wanted to bring back to healthy snacking was authenticity. So we're literally just three ingredients, 100% ancient grains. There's no fillers, no corn, no rice, no wheat. We're not trying to save cost or manipulate the product. We add cold pressed oil and seasoning and nothing else. And so you have that authenticity of the ingredients. The second and probably the most important thing is there's also a lack of taste in the better for you industry, unfortunately. And we bring absolutely amazing over the top taste. I can't tell you how many people have tried our product. They heard it's non-GMO or gluten free. And they're like, wow, this is really good, including Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank that we'll talk about, I'm sure. And then the final thing is bringing joy back to food. I think food should be fun. I eat very clean and very healthy, but I love eating and it should be fun. It should be an experience. And so our branding is really all about that fun Kapop and the big kind of cartoony superhero vibe that we bring to the marketplace. And so those three things really do differentiate us: authenticity, simplicity, and joy.
That's fascinating. You talk about your the consumer perception of the snack market today, and getting inside the mind of consumers and the directions that they're going in terms of how they're relating to what's available to them in the supermarkets today and convenience stores and so on is really key to brand success. Can you tell me a little bit about how you interact with your consumers and what kind of feedback you've gotten from them regarding the products that you've offered?
You know, it's funny, when I first launched, and I think any entrepreneur can probably attest to this, every time I had someone try the product, I was so nervous. You know, what are they going to think? Do they like it? And I really wanted to make sure that we delivered the best possible offering. And so a big part of my experience, and one of the things I absolutely love to do, and unfortunately is gone because of COVID, but is demoing. We spent a lot of time demoing. And it's something that I never did when I was in big consumer packaged goods companies. You know, you'd hire your demo agencies. But I personally absolutely love the interaction with consumers because, number one, they don't know I'm the founder. They just think I'm a number now guy. So you'll get true, authentic feedback from consumers. And so within a few months, I knew everything someone was going to say about our product, good, bad, or ugly. Now, thankfully, very rarely did we hear anything bad or ugly about the product, if ever. And so what I more learned was what new flavors they were looking for. And so our innovation path has been completely driven by the experiences we heard during demos. We heard the level of spice, the level of seasoning they liked. So for the first year, every time we produced, I tweaked the product. So our first product was much thinner, a little less flavorful, and we continued to ideate until you have the product that we have today. Puffs, the evolution of Puffs, very similar fashion, those conversations with consumers. So that was kind of the pre-COVID world. In the post-COVID world, we spend a lot of time and energy engaging with consumers through videos, digital marketing, social media. We still do virtual shows, like we're doing a virtual gluten-free festival here in next month. And so we really do want to find the ways to continue talking to our consumers. And the final thing I'll say is I'm a huge believer in this as a consumer and a business owner is customer service. So we offer 100% guarantee, and it's not, you know, a typical, hey, 100% guarantee. I really want every single consumer to absolutely love their experience with Kapop. Whether, you know, the bag may have been crushed during shipping or the box was crushed because our shipping services may not have handled it the way I wanted or they didn't have the experience they wanted, I will always go over the top to make sure it's absolutely right for every single consumer.
You know, a little bit earlier, you mentioned Shark Tank. And can you tell me a little bit about your experience on that show and what it's done for the brand?
Shark Tank is one of the most amazing experiences I've gone through, both personally, professionally. As I said on the show, is absolutely a bucket list item. I never thought I was going to be an entrepreneur or an inventor. I always was good at helping other companies grow. And so the opportunity to bring something that I and my family created to the show is amazing. Now, Shark Tank is the proverbial Super Bowl commercial for small brands. There is nothing like it. My favorite stat I can articulate is in the 9 days after airing on Shark Tank, we sold more on Amazon and our website than we did in all of 2019 in 9 days. Wow. Just from the airing of Shark Tank. And the other fun thing, we had a big party, watch party in January for our first airing, and we had our computer up. And we, you know, on your computer, you could see how many people were on your website. And so we're in the Rocky Mountain time zone. So we said we had the Eastern time zone up, and there was like four people on our website. And then the show started airing, and it goes to 10, 30, 100, 2,000, 8,000, 10,000, and so on. It was very, very cool to watch the impact that Shark Tank has. And it was also validation. You know, one of those things, they don't hold back. And it's reality TV. It's not fake reality TV. The sharks have not met you. They don't know anything about the brand. The only thing they do is cut it back. So I was out there for about 60 minutes, and you see about 9 minutes. But nothing material was really cut out. And you see the impact. You know, Mr. Wonderful, my favorite line, although I was nervous as heck when he brought this up, he goes, oh, I've had this non-GMO, gluten-free cardboard, yada, yada. This is good. And, you know, that experience and then the rest of the sharks resonating with, yeah, this is really good. Great job. Was one of those moments that I'll never forget. So absolutely incredible moment. You know, for those of you out there looking at Shark Tank, it's an incredibly rigorous process. You know, 40,000 brands or so apply every year. They film about 120, and then they air only about 80. But I think the differentiator for us is we really showed a compelling vision, and we were very passionate about what we were doing and willing to kind of do what's right to be made for TV, as well as protect and honor our brand at the same time.
Oh, that's a great story. And we'll look forward to tracking your progress in the coming months and years. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Dustin.
Oh, this was great. I really appreciate it. And I hope everyone gets a chance to try Kapop or let me know what they think.
For the full story on Kapop Snacks, see our cover story feature on the company in our September 2020 issue, Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery. Thanks for being with us today. This is Ingrained Insights.